Political editor Alison Carabine has been listening in from our Parliament House studio. Ali, good morning.
Good morning, Patricia.
What did you think of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, he was pretty much dead batting your questions. He pointed out that the Prime Minister had simply restated the policy, that policy being that superannuation cannot be dipped into for housing. No doubt this will be discussed at the meeting of the Expenditure Review Committee today. The Prime Minister, I think, effectively has killed off the prospect of super being used for housing. He's reminded everyone that it's a thoroughly bad idea. Now, that's left the government very little wriggle room. The measure does have its supporters, not the least of whom is the Treasurer, but it's almost unfathomable that Malcolm Turnbull could be rolled on this. If he was, it would put him in an impossible position. Can you imagine the Prime Minister, the day after the budget, trying to sell a measure that we all know he believes to be a thoroughly bad idea? It would be the end of his Prime Ministership. Now, having said that, though, there could very well be some changes to the superannuation rules to help home buyers, but it would be at the other end. It would be targeted at older people who want to downsize and put some of the proceeds into their super accounts. The government's got to come up with something, Patricia, because otherwise this housing affordability package will be looking pretty threadbare.
And on Adani's application for a $900 million concessional loan from the Northern Australia Investment Fund, there are fresh doubts this morning that the company would be eligible for the loan. That would be, I suppose, a relief for Labor.
Yeah, I think it would be, because this is really turning into a political quagmire for the ALP. It supports the mine, but it doesn't support the taxpayer loan. Now, that should be a pretty straightforward line to argue, but the government is doing a pretty good job of muddying the waters. You would have heard the Prime Minister accusing Bill Shorten of trying to walk both sides of the street, and in doing so, undermining a project that would create thousands of jobs, which Central Queensland clearly needs. And there's the wedge right there. It's the government, not the opposition, which has the clearer cut-through message on Adani, and that could hurt Labor. But, and we've covered this on Breakfast this week, it's now coming into clearer focus, and that is those comments by the company that the loan is not make or break. It's not critical. The mine can proceed even without this concessional loan. Now, that means at face value, the application wouldn't meet the fund's eligibility criteria and should therefore be rejected, Patricia, and that's Labor's big hope.
Ali, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Patricia, and welcome.
Oh, thank you. That's political editor Alison Carabine joining us there from our Parliament House studio